The Joyride.
Ons het hoog en laag gesoek. We found him. Ladies and gentlemen, Keith Toluka. Welcome to the Joyride, man. It's been a mission, but we found you.
Yes. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Nico. Pleasure being here.
I want to ask you a question. What do you do for an actual living?
The question should rather be, what don't I do for an actual living?
You see, hustle, hustle, hustle. That's the key word, hey?
Well, I do a few things, but mainly I make content and I perform. I do a lot of performances. And yeah, film, TV, shoots.
You name
all
it.
All kinds of things. All yeah. Right.
So tell us, where did Keith Toluka start out with this nonsense and this craziness? And how did you get into this industry? And how did music become part of your act, if I can put it in those terms?
I must say, Nico, to be very honest with you, both started for me at the same time. My love for comedy and music was just something that started naturally. It started with, I've got this, I think it's a disease. I don't know what it is, but I can't seem to remember lyrics correctly.
We all suffer from that, my friend.
No matter how many times I hear a song, I just can't do it. So it developed from that and just ruining people's favorite songs. And then I started recording that and posting it out there. And then it became a thing. And, my love for comedy, I guess the journey officially began in 2016 when I started doing it live and started hosting shows. And then, and now I'm here doing it for people all over the world, I guess.
For a living. And, I think one of the greatest pleasures in life is to be able to be silly for a living. And that's what we get to do in radio a little bit. And to a certain extent, you also, comedians, people that entertain. I think it's a privilege to be able to be silly for a living, We underestimate it sometimes, I think. Keith Toluka, it's such a privilege to have us with you. And some of the songs that have made you famous, Tell us a little bit more about Mevrou Du Plessis. Who was she? What did she do to you? Or is it a figment of your imagination?
It's a bit of both. Essentially, I did have a crush, but it wasn't on my Afrikaans teacher. It was on my maths teacher. And her name was Mrs. Naidu. And it just couldn't, it didn't work at the time, like making a song about a maths teacher, Mrs. Naidu. And one day I heard this beat and I just loved it. And every time I heard the beat, all I could think of, and I'm was Mevrou Du Plessis. And then I just built the world around just that phrase. And the song came about, and it's just been really cool. It also was like I wanted to be very honest with the song, and take it from a perspective of Tsepo in the class who doesn't know Afrikaans really well, but wanted to make a speech.
He's in the Model C school now, man. You got to swim.
Exactly.
Listen, and why Afrikaans though? Is there a reason, or did it just come naturally? Wasn't it a thought? It just happened, or was it something you actually thought about?
No, it just happened, Nico. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. It just sounded better to do it in Afrikaans. It had more of this authenticity than just to sing it in English. I don't know. Just worked.
I hear you. And tell us, who is actually your gunsteling? We really want to know.
That I can't reveal to you, because I feel like dangling that piece of information has brought me a lot of attention. So I mean, a lot of people, I post content about like singing in Afrikaans until she gives me a chance. And a lot of people are constantly curious, like, who is this person? Is it a particular person, or is it just any Afrikaans girl? So I just keep that thing under wraps.
You know it. So what is your gunsteling? If you won't tell us who.
What do you mean, what? What
is your gunsteling thing in the world? Is it a bar one chocolate? Is it buying a pair of brand new sneakers? Mm. Is it making a new song?
My gunsteling thing in the world would be, creating new ideas and then having like virtual concerts in my mind, like, yo, this would be cool. playing it and singing and this and doing that. And, you know, just that I love that. It's something that really, and going back to your first question, it's something like the whole thing of making music comedy came from like fighting depression, you know? And it was just like my way of just dealing with the things that were going on in my life. And it was my escape, and it became a real, you know, something I share with the world now. So I do, it's still my favorite thing to do in the world.
That's amazing, man. And it's such a wonderful thing to be able to express yourself in such a way. And speaking of that, you've become an internet phenomenon. People are following you. You've got so many loyal followers, people that consume your content. I want to know from you, what's the weirdest or most wonderful message you've ever received on your platforms? Is there anything you can share with us?
Well, there's been a variety. I've been sworn at.
lots I can think.
I've been, like, currently at the moment, I can't think of everything, but at the moment, a lot of messages from teachers, eh? And teachers are like, can you please make, other teachers said, onsuka aliki for vaskunda, and I'm like, whoa, take it easy. And, you know, different types of teachers just like, okay, for English, okay, for this, okay, for that, we need a song for this. And I'm like, guys, I don't work for the Department of Education.
They must charge them, man.
I get a lot of weird and wonderful messages. The ones that get me, Nico, and if I must be very honest, is from your staunch Afrikaner worms of Danis that just message you and it's like, yo, like to be accepted in the home of someone like that is just, it's just amazing.
Oh, man, and welcome. It's great to have you here. And it's great to have your music in such a wonderful space where a lot of people can consume it. And I think these are the type of things that we need, you know, things that bring us together as a nation. We spoke about it earlier this week. The Braai Broekie is what we call reconciliation toast, you know, and I think you are the jam and the mayonnaise that brings it all together, man. Keith Chaluka, what's in the future for you? Are you going to do some tours? Are you doing performances? What's happening?
Currently, I'm working on my next single, which is Trapa van Vergeleken.
Uh-huh.
There was zero intentions to do that song. I just released a snippet just as an idea. And then people were like, what? We want it. So
this is
I'm working on it.
Let's go.
Yeah. So, and then... Yes, I'm going around. I'm doing a show in Cape Town, and then Kabega, and then Nigel, and...
Nigel van Alle Plekke. What a thing, man. We need photos, please.
Yeah, so I'm going around, and I'm trying to, where I can find a venue to do my trade, I'm going to go.
Fantastic, man. So before we let you go, we just got to have some fun. And you're a guy, like you say, you come up with the weirdest songs with the weirdest topics at the weirdest time. So we're going to put you on the spot. And I'm going to give you a few topics, a few random things. And then you tell me what you think about it and if you'd be able to write a song. And if you come up with something on the spot, just drop a few lines if you want. Eh? Okay. We're here for the creativity. Let's see. Are you ready for the first one?
Let's go.
Okay, first one, air fryers.
Air fryers. I suppose I could.
Next one, the word moist.
Moist. Yeah, definitely.
People who say it is what it is during serious conflict.
That one's an easy one, for sure.
Men who podcast about masculinity from their mom's garage.
Damn. That's a complex one. Definitely.
People who remix the national anthem on TikTok for content.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't even know any of that. I haven't seen that. So.
And then lastly, gender reveal parties that involve explosives.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you ever been to a gender reveal party?
I've been to one too many.
Didn't they ask you to sing a song for them?
Yes, I always get asked to sing songs at these weird occasions. And
of course, I've
emceed a few of them. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Keith Chaluka, if people want to get hold of you, how do they do that? And how can they make contact with the man, the legend himself?
Just email me, man. KeithChaluka@gmail.com or social media, Keith_Chaluka everywhere. But yeah, I mean, I would love to be in Bloom sometime. I don't know.
We've got to make a plan. We got to be your gunsling, man. You know it.
Yeah, definitely. And when I come around, I'm gonna bring you music around those topics of yours.
Wonderful. Thank you, my friend Keith DeLuca. We are so privileged to have had you on the show. Keep well and good luck with your future endeavors, and stay in contact. We were here first, né? In the beginning.
Yeah, I know.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers. Thank you so much, Nico. Cheers.
You're tuned into The Joyride on OFM, courtesy of Brocourt Auctions, your partner in quality auctions. Get in, loser, for the...